For more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
Last night, we shared the message about how to hear from God, how to Holy Spirit will tell us what is God, what is not God. And talk about Elijah hear from the Lord. I want to read this again, the First Kings, chapter 19, First Kings, chapter 19. Because these are the things that I think that the Lord wants us to be consistent on it, to willing to practice how to hear from God. Because, you know, as the Chinese proverb said, one meal will not make you fat. It's day in, day out, what you put in your body, and what kind of lifestyle you have make you fat. First Kings chapter 19, let's start verse 11. He said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, what are you doing here, Elijah? This is God. God asked Elijah, what are you doing here? You know, and the thing is, a lot of time, you know, we try to follow the Lord and then we made a mistake, and then we don't let our mind think about the word of God. We let the devil to work on our mind. It's too late. You made too many mistakes, and it's too late. Just give up, you know. I see so many people, they have great potential. They have good gifts, and they can use mighty by the Lord, but the disappointment, the mistake they make, And the several times they walk on the water and fall into the water, and the devil walk on their mind. Said, you see, last time when you try to walk on the water and you sink into the water. And last time when you try to raise the dead and the dead didn't alive again. And last time you try to do something good, but the result is the opposite. And last time, blah, blah, blah. You know, how we think, well, the things we read do affect people. And you know, the scientists, they did research. You are where you live. You are who you be around. Because the friends you associate, they will affect you. If you're around the people who always encourage you, you can do it. Yes, you can. I think you will have the courage to do more things than you hear around people, oh, you cannot do this. Oh, nobody did this. Be careful what we are thinking. Be careful who we are around, especially the people who we are look up to. You know, you hear people say, everybody short of book of glory before God. Yes, it is true. Everybody short of glory before God. It's by the grace of God. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus washes as white as snow. And as we sing the song, the blood of Jesus, we need to remember it's the blood of Jesus. It's Jesus. Because we believe Jesus, we become daughters and sons of God. But we need to have that thirsty and hunger for the Lord, to want to go to a higher place. As we sing the song earlier, take me into the Holy of Holies. And ask God to take the coal, touch my lips. Here I am, willing to be used by the Lord, to be the vessel for God. Say, take the coal, touch my lips. Here I am. God wants us to go to a higher place, to know Him more. And God wants us to be equipped so we can tell all the people in every nations, Jesus is Lord. And through Jesus, we will have eternal life. And we need to understand that the concept of what's the meaning to tell every nation in the world. You know, now technology equipped us, we can be able to minister to the people from the other side of the earth. Yes, that means just because we can use online and this kind of things and don't go out, no. There is a significance of people see you in face. It's by our lifestyle, by our daily life. As an example of how Christians are living and how God uses us even though we are not perfect, and show the grace and the mercy and the patience of God. Sometimes we need to understand devil use people to hurt you, but God use people to bless you. I used to tell my daughter and actually my three children, I said, in life you need to understand this. Who are the people you minister to them? Who are the people who they are your friend? When you have problem, you ask your friend to help you. It's not everybody in same level, just like our five fingers, not exactly same length. So are the people. A lot of people, they have a good heart, but they don't have the ability to help you. A lot of people who had good heart, but they use their own human mind to think what it should be, but not ask what God sees. We all quoted, God's ways are higher than our ways, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But in our daily life, do we really pay attention to what the Lord asks us to do? Willing to walk on narrow road. Elijah stay in the cave, away from other people, a lot of time. I mean, even Jesus, sometimes he will go to the other side of the mountain, be away, just him and God. If Jesus do this, how much we need to do this? Ten Commandments said, take Sabbath holy. What's the meaning of the Sabbath? Sabbath is the time, the quality time between you and God. To cut off what's the activity around you and concentrate, listen to what the Lord talked to you right now. A lot of things that I used to do, I don't do it anymore. That didn't mean the things that I did before is not good. They are good, they are great, and they are needed. But it's not my calling. I remember at the Wheaton, we have one lady always talk to me and talk to Don about, you know, before you go to church, you need to go to the place to pick up the homeless to the church. Sounds great, and it's needed, but that's not the pastor's job. Before church start, go out to bring the homeless people to the church. Before the church start, this is the things Don showed me by his living. Before the church, he will spend time alone. And during the week, he will prepare the message for the church. But he is also willing. If Lord asks him go to different direction, preach different message, and he will do it. Because he made his mind to follow the Lord. A lot of time, his message is people who needed that day. We get a report about, wow, you know, Don's message is just the answer from God for what I ask the Lord to answer me. And we got a message, people tell us, say, this Don's message is what I needed to hear that day. I see how much the people's report helped me. So now I will tell people about the goodness things they did. And if somebody have a good message, I will let them know. I say, oh, today's message is great. Because we all need to be encouraged. King David, sometimes when nobody encourages him, he will encourage himself. I always encourage people to read the Bible because you need to read the Bible by yourself. And I notice myself, a lot of time I'll have several different scriptures to help me explain the message I want to people to understand. Which means, if like today, if I want to preach about peace, I will find all the scripture about peace. If today I want to share the message about healing, then I will look for the message in the Bible about the healing scriptures. And you know, God is not just a one dimension. It's important to not put God in the box. And the things God taught to me is different with the things God tell you what to do. I always joke with my friends and church people. I said, you know, if you want to do decoration, don't ask me because I don't have this gift. Is that means I put myself down? No. It means I know my limitation. And it's fun with me. I'm not good at the decoration because I know somebody else is good at that. Lord bless me with great friends. Every time if we move to a new place like a parsonage or we buy a house, we always have friends. Dana will show up and Don said, call Dana, ask Dana to come to show you where to put where, especially in the kitchen, because I'm not good at that. And Dana will come, say, you put the cups on your headside, so, and put the seasoning beside the stove, you know, this kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't need to be good at everything, and I don't need to do everything. All I need is somebody there can help me. Thursday night, I was very blessed by the church people. Don locked his key in the car, and Don called and said, oh, can you ask somebody bring your key to me? I said, sure. So I asked one lady to deliver the car key to Don, and she said, I sure, I did go with it now. And then later on, Don said, how she can come this fast? So I asked her, I said, Donnie said, how can you go right there so fast? She said, I don't know. I just God just blessed me, just green lights, green lights, green lights, green lights. And before I knew it, I already see down there. She didn't miss church a lot of time. I guess that night, the message she needs to hear. In our weakness, show God's strength. In our failure and repent before God, show how much God loves us. God will give us strength to face life challenges because we draw our strength from Christ. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, let's go back a little bit. Here Paul said, three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but it says to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. In here, Paul said so clearly, in all weakness, show God's grace. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, let's start 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No tastings has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. God will never allow you to go through the things more than you can handle. You know, sometimes it's, I don't know, I can't live out today, blah, 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 you know. And why me, why me, why me? You know, the other day I saw a TV, it's about four countries. It's a disabled people walk at the North Pole, and Prince Henry was the one who led the British and United Kingdom, America and Canada, and I don't know what's another country. The four country, they race. These are all disabled people. They were raised in the North Pole. That's the coldest place. Anyway, I look at that. It's kind of the Holy Spirit speaks to me. If they can do it, we as Christians, we as children of God, can do much better than these people do. a lot of time I watch myself, especially if I think I am kind of weak, I will pay attention to who I around. If I'm strong, I will help other people who are in weak. But if I am weak, I will be more, pray more. Because through your prayer, through you spend time with the Lord, God give you strength. God will show you a way out. And, you know, sometimes we think, I hate to say this, sometimes we see Moho as a mountain. We make it as bigger than as it is. But if we pray, the Lord will show, hey, it's just a Moho. It's not a mountain. I want to encourage people to receive the Holy Spirit and to pray in tongue. Let's turn to John 16. Verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own, but He will speak whatever He hears, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. Lord, I just thank You so much for You use Bible to let us know. Bible is the Word of God. Every word is inspired by the Lord. Lord, I just thank You so much for You ask us to encourage one another and lift up each other and to follow the Lord as much as you can. Lord, I just thank You so much for You give us joy. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And use us as a life example. Show the good. God is good, and God's love endures forever. Amen. And peace be with you.